everyone knows what's been going on in California with the wildfires. Felton said, of course, in the Hanukkah time, it's relevant, Rahman al-Tzlan. How many houses, you know, have had fires around Hanukkah time? It's very dangerous. So the question is, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos with the fire? Are you allowed to put it out? If the Chasham is a fire, are there any rules involved? So what's the halachos? And of course, you know, it should be a zechus, you know, this shir should be a zechus for all the people that are, you know, Rahman al-Tzlan injured, and it should be anyway for the neshamas of people who are killed, Rahman al-Tzlan, in the California fires and other wildlife fires throughout America. So Shulchan Aruch is very confusing about fires. To be honest, it's a very, very tough topic because Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Daled has many, you know, sifim where it talks about how you're not really allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos. Basically, the svara is because fires aren't dangerous. All fires are going to do are destroy your property. It's going to destroy your house. It's going to destroy your possessions. And for mammon, you're not going to obviously do a d'oraisa or perhaps even a d'rabbanan in many cases, you know, just to save your money. So Shulchan Aruch itself starts off extremely confusing. However, there is a Ramah at the end of Shin Lamed Daled, which tries to clarify everything and tries to say, well, we just read like 20 sifim, which are telling you, are you not allowed to put out fires on Shabbos? And comes along the Ramah and says, well, one second. Everything we basically just learned up until now about how you're not allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos because it's just money that's going to get involved is Hani Mili B'Yemehem, was in their times. That is the Truma Sedesh and really talking who the Ramah is quoting. So we're at least a couple hundred years ago, that was their times. But in the now times, in the last 500 years, let's call it, or last 400 years, we're not living in just a little shtetl. We're around other non-Jews and other people. It's going to be dangerous. Now, what's the danger? The danger is that there's anti-Semitism. That if you see a Jewish town burning, what's going to happen? And they see your houses, or Jewish houses are burning, and they see the Jews aren't doing anything to put it out. So there's going to be mobs that are going to come and try to take our possessions and loot our houses, say the Rishon. And therefore, what's going to happen? We're going to try to prevent them from looting our houses. And what are they going to do?
Kill us.
So b'sakonis nefashos b'zman hazeh, says the Ramah, is from the anti-Semitism that could chas v'shalom come about by the fact that a fire is burning on Shabbos and we're not putting
so
it out.
600, 700 years, there wasn't this problem.
Exactly. And somehow there was a time when it switched over. This is what the Ramah is talking about. That bizman hazeh, 500 years ago, let's call it, something changed, that there's going to be anti-Semitism. Now you're allowed to put out fires on Shabbos.
It says the fire gets very big.
They're going to grab our property to take it. You're going to protect your house, stand your ground.
I'm reading what it says.
They're going to come kill us. It's not the sakana of the fire itself.
I don't understand that. You're going to protect your because you're going to take your possession.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to confront them. And that's what you're going to... So when it's burning, that's also a skana nefashos.
I agree with you. And Mr. Brun, the next line, is going to agree with you. At this point, he doesn't agree with you. At this point, the Ramah doesn't say that. Mishnah Berurah does not say that. Come, so the heter nowadays is because of a chas v'shalom anti-Semitism involved, therefore you had to put out a fire on Shabbos, but don't lose sight of, don't keep your eye on the ball over here. The ball over here is, are you allowed to put out the fire? The answer would be, yes, you would be allowed because of anti-Semitism, you would be allowed to put out the fire. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah in the very next os, in Ayin Gimel, and he says like this, Umizeh, and from this whole sugya, I've got another heter. What's the heter? The sick people and the children, who Rachmanu Itzlan, are going to get stuck in the fire, and therefore you're allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos. Now, what's the million-dollar question? Well, what about 900 years ago? They didn't have any sick people 900 years ago. They didn't have children 900 years ago. So what about them? We'll have to deal with that in a few minutes. But says the Mishnah Berurah, I've got heter number two, is that the young children and the cholim are not going to be able to escape, and therefore, the tovu adweka alav, the flame is going to come, chashram, kill them. Therefore, you're allowed to l'chabos b'chol makom, any place you could put out a fire on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, because of the danger involved. Okay, now comes along the question, well, 1 second. There's two totally different reasons. Now, the Ramah, which is the main reason over here, is because of anti-Semitism. You have to say, well, what about in Kiryat Sefer? No, it's probably not an anti-Semite in all of Kiryat Sefer. You'd agree to that? No? There may be other things in Kiryat Sefer, or I don't know, Bnei Brak. There's not one anti-Semite in all of Bnei Brak. So what's the fear of Chas V'Shalom? There's a house burning in Bnei Brak, and there's no sakana to any person. No individual is in danger. Because why? Because just the house is burning. It's just money that's being loaned.
Because it could spread in the
building. Oh, 1 second. So we haven't seen any spreading yet. At this point, we haven't seen any spreading. At this point, all that there is either anti-Semitism or children or old people. So all the children and all the old people are out of the house. Yeah? So it's just mamish seeing money burn. You're allowed to call the fire people. You're allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos or not. If the reason is anti-Semitism, there ain't any anti-Semitism in Bnei Brak. There may be other things in Bnei Brak, maybe riots for other reasons, I don't know, Gius or whatever it is, but for other, you know, army issues, that's a separate issue. But the riot, this is if Chasham a fire, there's no anti-Semitism. So no, are you allowed to put out the fire? This is a very tough shaila. So the Archus Rabbeinu the Chazan Ish said, absolutely. Since the Ramah said it was mutter, what was your eye on the ball? The eye on the ball was mutter. Don't start being so smart and figure out the reasons. Well, the reason was anti-Semitism, and therefore anti-Semitism doesn't apply in Bnei Brak. Now I'm not allowed to put out the fire. Once the Ramah says it's mutter, mutter, game over. Don't be firmer than the Ramah. That's answer number one. Comes along the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner also lived in Bnei Brak. Not that we're picking on Bnei Brak over here. The Shevet HaLevi says, not so fast. He says, V'harbei mizalzulin bezeh. Many people are mizalzel in this. They think that, oh, it's a fire, I'm going to put out the fire automatically. He says, Bismanazeb Artsa Kodesh Berova Shtachim Shagarm Rak Yehudim. Ain't Shum Heter Vachabos Mimnea Sakana. He says, there's no Sakana of the anti Semites. Obeprap Batim Shayom Shem Shavonim. He says, our houses are protected, I guess, even if there's going to be a fire, no one's going to come loot the house at that point. That's what he says. And therefore, he says, maybe there's no Heter. But then his next paragraph says, well, 1 second. He says, people tell me, he says, Mikama Maisim Lamadti, I've seen from firsthand experience that, guess what? The fire spreads, he says. And if the fire is going to spread, then he says, it's going to be a Sekhanis Nefashos, and then he says, maybe there is a Heter. Now, what about the fact, okay, so let me ask you a question. 900 years ago, the fire didn't spread?
Because the houses were further apart, maybe.
Let me make the question even better. Mordechai lived in the top of Russia's Rebbe, so we're talking about a couple, 700, whatever it is, years ago. Yeah? So, pre-drama. And he says, well, what about the cholim and the ketanim who are going to get killed in the fire? And he says, I'm not sure if this is a heter, he says. Wow. The children, they're not going to save the kids, they're not going to save the old people. They'll be saved anyway. Who says you're allowed to put it? He says, the emes she'ein lema ma yismuchu. V'hanech lema Yisrael v'niach b'tzarchin. So the Mordechai, you know, years ago, so I think I said he was the Russia's Rebbe. That's wrong. Maram was the Russia's Rebbe. Mordechai was after the Rush. So I misspoke about that point. But still, it's before the Ramah. And so the Mordechai writes like this. He says, I know about old people, I know about sick people, maybe that's a heter, but I don't really know if that's a heter. So how come nowadays we say that's a heter? So says the Shevet HaLevi, what's different about our houses than their houses? No. What do we have? Electricity. We have gas. I don't know if they have the same gas that we have in our house, carbon monoxide, all these issues. He says, therefore, he says, our houses are different, and you'd be allowed to put out a fire in house. There's a Shevet HaLevi still talking, is it Maskana? Same as well, Nissim Karelitz, also Bnei Brak, says what you say very simply, it's going to spread. California wildfires, why does it affect us, our halakha today? Because you can't control it. Someone was just telling me that there was an evacuation route, that they, even the Bakiyim, thought that in California, that they had different, like, ways that, like, this section was going to evacuate first, and this section they had, like, planned from the last fires, and of course, it was wrong. They had planned in, like, an 8-hour window, and the fire spread in, like, 2 hours. So all their chachma that they had put into it, all the Bakiyim of the fire, etc., the top of, you know, whatever it was, FEMA, whatever it is, they were wrong, dead wrong. 2 hours instead of 8 hours. So you see that ispashtos, the fire spreading, you can't control even the Bakiyim. And that affects halacha tremendously. That is why, because we can't control the fire nowadays, and I've heard this from Rabbi Willig numerous times, that we don't know about fire. We think we're Bakiyim about things. We don't understand fire. And therefore, you can't play games if it's going to spread. Enter to do whatever you want.
It's their fault to it.
I don't know, but I'm not dining up in California.
You know, because they did not allow them, they have this stupid law that they can't clean the brush.
Yeah, I don't know, this is California, is beyond my pay grade. But I'm just saying that you see that it spread.
Russia, 500-600 years ago, it also spread because you have.
So, and that's the Ramos, that's maybe a part of the Ramos, yeah.
Basically a fire
department. Oh.
So
you're saying that's less of a heter to do something.
What?
So is it less of a heter to do
something?
So let me ask you a question. That's my last question. Excuse me. That's my last question. We'll get there in 1 second. I have one more question before then we'll get to your point. First, what about this heter? It comes on the Aruch HaShulchan and points out a wild heter. The next line of Shulchan Aruch, before I get to firefighters, is that the next line of Shulchan Aruch says, well, let's say there's no sakana, but you've got gacheles, flaming coals, I think like cigarette butts, on the road. Are you allowed to blow it out on Shabbos? There's no sakana, nefashas, cigarette butts never kill anyone, at least you hope not. If it's just in the fort, you could step on it and burn your leg, it's not going to kill you. Are you allowed to put it out on Shabbos? Says Shulchan Aruch, you are. You know why? Because it's only the rabbanon of putting it out, because you don't really want to put it out because you want it out. You just don't want to slip on it. So it's Malkashen Tzrichu Agufa. And it's Nezek Derabin. It's public. It's going to be a public danger. Not of Sakanas Nefashos, but a public danger.
So
says Aruch HaShulchan, nowadays, he says, maybe you're allowed to put out a fire. You know why? Because what happens to the fire? The flames shoot all over the place, and maybe there are going to be some like sparks that fly onto the road. Someone's going to hurt themselves. So if you're allowed to put out a spark on the road, Kal V'chomer, surely you should be allowed to put out the fire itself, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says like that. Others argue with this Aruch HaShulchan, but if you rely on this Aruch HaShulchan, you have a tremendous heter. Based on this Shmir Shabbos Kolchos, it says, if you see a power line down on Shabbos, you do not have to wait. Some would, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested, maybe you should wait there all Shabbos, don't move, to tell anyone if who walks by, careful, there's a power line down. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, oh, if you want to do that, that's very frum, you could do that. But otherwise, you're allowed to call the police or call the fire department on Shabbos, which is possibly a Doraisa, using the phone to prevent people based on this thing of Nezek Derabim. Fine. Final point, last issue. What about the fire? Wait, what's that? I'm running out of time, sorry. Yeah, just what about the firefighter? What about the firefighter? So can you be a frum firefighter? What about, I know neighborhoods? No, we both know neighborhoods where half the department is frum. Definitely, no, five towns for sure. There are people for sure, I'm curious. Oh, I'm sure, but I know in five towns there are a lot of the five of individuals who are from people. There are firefighters. Are you allowed to go on a call on Shabbos? What about if it's just saving a house from burning down money? Mutter or Usser. So Reb Tzitzel Eliezer dealt with this Shiloh, which is a very tough Shiloh in Eretz Yisrael, and where for sure it's from all from people, but you have this Shiloh as well. And he says, what about the Mordechai? He says you weren't allowed to do it. Well, he says the flame is going to spread. If the flame is going to spread, then for sure there's this heter. He says this spashtus of the flame, we don't understand fires, and therefore you could be mako. He also points out that it's better to have Jews do it. Same, this is not Hatzalah heter. I, why can't you have a non-Jew do be our Hatzalah? Answer is, we assume that Hatzalah is so fast, and obviously Shabbos Hatzalah, we could put another plug for Hatzalah, right? So Hatzalah is so good at it, so we assume that the from firefighters are going to be extra zealous in doing it, and they're going to be very on top of their game, and therefore they're allowed to do it. Just a meister shall you, if it happened to me, I'll just tell you something wild, which happened to me a few years ago, and then we'll end with that. I remember I'm going to keep the details a little bit vague because I don't want to give out any details about someone, embarrass someone, but I was in a situation, and it was in this neighborhood, I was in a place in this neighborhood learning on Shabbos one Shabbos, And in the backyard of this place, I saw that the fence was on fire. No idea how. The fence was mamash on fire. And so I said to the person who ran the place, I said to him, you know, you're going to call someone. You could call the firefighter, but your gate is on fire. Yeah, he's not sure. He's not sure. I don't know. I spent like 10 minutes convincing the person. I don't know why I didn't call it, because it wasn't my place. I felt awkward. I mean, it was new to the neighborhood. It was right when I moved into the neighborhood. But retroactively, I probably should have just gone up and called the firefighter myself. So the guy did call the fireman, and they did come. But I don't know, the whole fence was on fire. He was tiny, oh, it's only the fence, it's not going to reach the house. I don't know, you see a fence ablaze on Shabbos afternoon. My gut was to call the fireman. And I think based on the halacha here, retroactively, I think I would have done it again. I think I would have called it for sure. You see, the answer is, you don't really play with fire, you don't know how fire could spread. We should all be safe. People in California should be safe.